Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, and we are on day 2,353 of our trek. The purpose of Wisdom Trek is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow if you have chosen to grow before. In today's Wisdom Nugget, I'll guide you through the vast landscapes of biblical wisdom. Today we'll be exploring Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 12 through 18 from the New Living Translation. In these verses, the teacher continues his reflection on the pursuit of wisdom and the human experience. Let's delve into the timeless wisdom found in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 12 through 18. Starting with verse 12, I, the teacher, was king of Israel. I lived in Jerusalem. The teacher, believed to be King Solomon, provides context for his reflection by identifying himself as the ruler of Israel and a resident of Jerusalem. What insight does the teacher offer regarding the pursuit of wisdom? As a king, the teacher possessed authority and access to the resources, allowing him to pursue wisdom and knowledge. His position afforded him unique insights into the human condition and the pursuit of the meaning. Now let's explore verses 13 and 14. I devoted myself to search for understanding and to explore by wisdom everything done under heaven. I soon discovered that God has dealt a tragic existence to the human race. I observed everything going on under the sun, and really, it is all meaningless, like chasing the wind. The teacher recounts his earnest quest for understanding and wisdom in these verses. Despite his diligent efforts, he concludes that humanity's existence is marked by tragedy and meaninglessness. What lesson can we glean from the teacher's pursuit of wisdom? The teacher's dedicated pursuit of wisdom leads him to explore the complexities of human existence. However, his observations ultimately lead him to sobering realization of life's inherent futility and meaninglessness apart from God. Now let's consider verses 15 and 16. What is wrong cannot be made right. What is missing cannot be recovered. I said to myself, look, I am wiser than any of the kings who ruled in Jerusalem before me. I have greater wisdom and knowledge than any of them. The teacher reflects on the irreversibility of the human actions and the limitations of wisdom in rectifying past mistakes. Despite his wisdom, he acknowledges his superiority over those predecessors in Jerusalem. How does the teacher's assessment of his wisdom inform his perspective on life? The teacher recognizes the inherent limitation of wisdom in remedying past wrongs and recovering lost opportunities. Despite his superior wisdom, he acknowledges the inability to change what is inherently flawed or irretrievably lost. Now let's explore verses 17 and 18. So I set out to learn everything from wisdom to madness and folly. But I learned firsthand that pursuing all this is like chasing the wind. The greater my wisdom, the greater my grief. To increase knowledge only increases sorrow. The teacher recounts his exhaustive pursuit of knowledge, encompassing wisdom, madness, and folly. However, he concludes that such endeavors only lead to frustration and sorrow, as increased wisdom brings greater awareness of life's hardship and complexities. What insights can we derive from the teacher's reflection on the pursuit of knowledge? The teacher's pursuit of knowledge, spanning from wisdom to folly, ultimately yields disillusionment and sorrow. He warns against a futile pursuit of wisdom and knowledge, as increased understanding only magnifies the inherent difficulties of life. And there you have it, my fellow trekkers. Insights from Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 12 through 18. The teacher's reflection prompts us to consider the limitation of human wisdom and the inherent challenges of navigating life's complexities. As we reflect on the teacher's musings, may we seek wisdom that transcends human understanding and find our solace in the sovereignty of our Creator. Until the next time, keep seeking God's wisdom and make it part of your daily trek. And if you found this podcast insightful, please subscribe and leave us a review. Then encourage your friends and family to join us and come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, and most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal. As we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly. Love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you next time for more Daily Wisdom.